Amen. God is good and all the time. Today we are supposed to reflect on the topic spiritual living. Before we start, I want to ask a simple question. And if your answer is yes, just be honest and put up your hand. It's not for any reason. We'll later know what the reason is. And the question is, has there ever been any time in your life that you are very curious about something, but it is very difficult for you to put your hand on that thing? Have we ever wondered whether or not we are on the right spiritual path as human beings in our lives? Or have we ever felt like there is something more to this life, that my purpose for being on this earth is not yet known to me? Anytime these things go through our mind, or anytime we reflect on these things, even though it's difficult for us to get answers, at that point in time, the message is that your soul, your spirit, not your body, your spirit being is looking for its source of energy. Amen. Our souls many times look for what? Their source of energy. Just like the body looks for food every day to be able to live, our spirits, our souls look for what? Their source of energy. To live spiritual means to have connection with your source energy. Now, we know that the word spiritual is a very generic term. If you say you are spiritual as a Christian, the understanding is definitely different from if a traditionalist says he's a spiritual person. So to be spiritual means that you are connected with what? Your source energy. This source energy is different to different people. For Christians, our source energy is what? God, the Holy Spirit, the higher self. That is our source energy. Now, it doesn't matter whatever name you give to it. The bottom line is, the moment you are not connected with this source energy, then there is a vacuum. Then you realize that you begin to struggle. Just as when you get hungry, the nurses will tell you, you shouldn't get hungry for a long time. Otherwise, you can collapse. And in the same way, when your spirit gets hungry for a long time without being connected to the source energy, then there is trouble. Today our reading is taken from Galatians 5:15-26. We will go through that, and by the time we go through, we will realize that principally, man is somebody who should be pitied, because there is always a constant conflict going on in us. Galatians 5:15-26. Can somebody help me?
Galatians 5:15-26. But if you act like wild animals, hurting and harming each other, then what out? Or you will completely destroy one another. What I say is this: let the Spirit direct your life, and you will not satisfy the desires of the human nature. For what our human nature wants is opposed to what the Spirit wants, and what the Spirit wants is opposed to what our human nature wants. These two are enemies, and this means that you cannot do what you want to do. If I still please you, then you are not subject to the law. What human nature does is quite plain. It shows itself in immoral, filthy, and indecent actions, in worship of idols and witchcraft. People become enemies and they fight. They become jealous, angry, and ambitious. They separate into parties and groups. They are envious, get drunk, have orgies, and do other things like these. I warn you now, as I have before, those who do these things will not possess the kingdom of God. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no more against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. He must not be proud or imitate one another or be jealous of one another. Amen.
Amen. From the reading, we can see that the human person is always a struggling being. More so in today's world, because our society is moving at such a fast pace that if we don't slow down to listen to ourselves, we will always get it very wrong. Now, in the days of St. Paul's, when the gospel was being spread very fast, it got to a time the Jews wanted to impose their laws onto anyone who called himself Christian, to the point that the question was whether or not the important thing was for us to obey the law of Moses. And so if we're a Gentile, you must be circumcised. And this brought about some confusion, and St. Paul had to give this admonition to the Christians. We have to decide today whether we want to live as spirit-filled Christians or we want to go along with the world. The world is very noisy today, to the point that it is difficult for us to listen to the voice of God in the midst of the noise. The devil, who is a liar, is always the one who will suggest to us first that this is how to go about it. So St. Paul warns us that we must be careful that we do not act like wild animals. You have a little problem with a brother or a sister, the approach to that problem is important. And so the point in time that you want to solve the problem, ask yourself that whether or not the method you are going to use is what God allows. The text tells us that the Spirit of God will lead us what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and all of the things. And these are very contrary to what the spirit of, if you like, let me call it the human spirit, will lead us to, which is jealousy, anger, and ambitions. Now, what we need to notice is that our spiritual being, or ourselves in the spirit form, chose the human experience for just one reason, to experience the human being. Otherwise, Jesus Christ, who is spirit, would not come down, take the form of human being, so that he will be able to experience all the human nature so that he can understand us better. Now, when we become aware of this reality, then our spiritual journey can now begin. And that is when we begin to realize that there is something that we need to seek. That the meaning of spirituality will never make sense to us unless we become aware of the fact that first and foremost, we are spirit beings. No matter what they tell you, these days, the philosophers will tell you all sorts of things. Our evolution and all trace it to the monkey. But the bottom line is that, first and foremost, we are spirit beings. And until we come to this realization, we are yet to begin our spiritual journey. It doesn't matter how many times you go to church. It doesn't matter how many times you wake up to pray. Spirituality is not something that is taught. I mean, we can share ideas about what it is, but it is not something that is taught. It is something that is felt. Spirituality is not a religion. And that is why it doesn't matter whether you are what you are what. Spirituality is not a religion. And that is exactly why the meaning of spirituality is different to different religions. I mean, if you are a spiritual person, if you're a Muslim and they say you are spiritual, they have their own connotations. If you're a Christian and they say you are spiritual, we have our own understanding of it. So spirituality is never something that is taught, and it is not a religion. That is why you can find a very religious person who is not spiritual at all. The two are not the same. Religiosity means something is defined by a certain group of people, and you make sure that you follow those rules from beginning to the end. You'll be the first person in church. You'll be the first person at communion. That is religiosity. But spirituality is an experience that you must have with your God, with your source power. And for us Christians, it means that you must have connection with God. You may have a great career, a great spouse, you may have good health, a beautiful house, a wonderful family, plenty of money, and every good thing that comes your way. But if you still feel something is missing in your life, the answer is simple. It means that you have not yet connected with your source power. You have all of these things around you. Last Sunday, we were shown a gentleman who has no limbs, no hands, no legs. But the person is more vital, has life makes more meaning to that person than most of us. And that is because that person has connection with his source power. We have all of these things around us, yet if we feel that there is still something that is missing in our life, then the answer is simple, that we are getting it wrong. It means that our source of energy is not being tapped. In other words, you may not have been aware that there is any source power. And once you are not aware that there is any source power, then you don't even see the need to connect to that source power. And so the day we become aware of this, then it marks the beginning of our spirituality. The bottom line is that spiritual living is not easy. It has never been easy, and it will not be easy tomorrow. Amen? It has never been easy, and it will not be easy tomorrow. The good news, however, is that as for us Christians, if it is not easy, then the problem is coming from us. Because the basics are set out for us in the Bible. See, I have read many books, some of them bigger than the Bible that is in my room. Yet I am yet to come across a book that is so basic and so simple, which contains answers to every problem that you can think of in this world. When I was a student, there was a simple phrase in the Bible that I used, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Matthew, when they teach, and it's so difficult for me to understand, I pick my book, go to sit down, and I tell myself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By the time I wake up from that book, you come and ask me, they call it you Baba or whatever, I will be able to tell you from beginning to end. That is a simple answer that the Bible has for us. So why will you say that you are a student? Somebody comes to tell you, if you want to perform, then come, let me take you to this man for the person to prepare some water for you to drink. What kind of water is that? But because we will not even read the Bible in the first place, we do not even know that these things are there to guide us. How can we be spiritual? If we act under the direction of the Holy Spirit, though we may not be free from the strings and opposition of the corrupt nature which remains in us, it shall not have dominion over us. The human being by nature is corrupt, isn't it? First and foremost, we are corrupt. And because we do not even want to do anything to do away with this corruption, now, if you make a mistake and want to say you are the one who wants to fight the corruption, you have all sorts of names. The bottom line is that if we allow the direction of the Holy Spirit, in spite of all the challenges we have, we will be able to overcome. Christian believers are engaged in a conflict in which we earnestly desire the grace that will allow us to obtain for us a full and a speedy victory. At every point in time, we have a conflict. A simple problem comes up, and the first thing that occurs to you is to act in the human form, not what the Spirit of God wants you to. We have so many desires we want to fulfill, and it is getting worse because we listen to the human being far more than God. We want to be comfortable, yet Christianity is not a comfortable business. Sometimes, when I read Acts of the Apostles and put that side by side what we are going through now and we are complaining, I just wonder if we were the early Christians, today Christianity will exist. It's not a comfortable business. We are comfortable being called Christians, but we don't want to do what it takes to become Christians. In our daily lives, we can only be spiritual if we allow the Holy Spirit to direct our speech, our attitude, and our relationships with others. See, somebody offends you. Of what use is it if you decide that I will pay back this person in his true colors? Then what makes you a Christian, or what makes you different from that person? The only thing that makes you different is for you to say, yes, what you have done causes me pain. I have the power to do A, B, C. Yet, not for your sake, but for the sake of the gospel, go with your trouble. There's this acronym that I usually use, which is that if we want to say we are Christians living spiritual lives, then we must be mad. We must be mad people. Anytime I say this, people think that I am myself mad. But the thing is an acronym. Make a difference. Make a difference. Anytime you are in the midst of people, and the general rule is, it is always like this. Ask God, what is the difference that I can make? And make that difference. For us to journey our spiritual life successfully, whether we like or not, there is a sacrifice that we must make. The early Christians made those sacrifices, and that is why we are here today. As an individual, if you want to live your life, a spiritual life, you must be ready to make a sacrifice. Unfortunately, we are making a lot of sacrifices today, but do you know what we are sacrificing? We are sacrificing the principles of God. Are these the kind of sacrifices we should be making? We are sacrificing the principles of God so that our human nature, our human flesh will be comfortable. Instead of sacrificing the pleasures, the good things that your body is asking for, we have decided, today's generation, we have decided that we will sacrifice the principles of God. So how can we get it right? The challenge is this. If we want to experience God, I know it's difficult, but I have experienced it. I don't know how to describe it because it's a personal experience. If we want to feel the true spirit of God, let God be the one to decide whatever step you take. As I said, it's difficult. See, if you do things because others are doing, it's good to look at people and imitate them. After all, that's what makes us social, isn't it? But those should only be ideas that we get from people. When you get the idea, come and let God decide for you whether that idea is something you should pursue or not. You have your one CD. Somebody comes around. You see clearly that the person is hungry. But first of all, you are thinking about yourself. Maybe at that point in time, you are already full. Isn't it? Will you give out that one CD? Will you give out that one CD? You will not give it out because you want to be comfortable. But in doing that, you are simply doubting the benevolence of God. You are simply saying that after giving out this one CD, I will have nothing. Where is your source power? I mean, for a long time ago, I have decided that money simply comes to me because there are problems around me to use it to solve. And that has proved to be a miracle. There has never been any problem that, no matter how big it is, sometimes I don't even know from where, but at the nick of time, the money will come and you solve the problem. But if you think that you are wise enough that you can determine for yourself how much resources you can accumulate for the next 3 years, go ahead. One shop, everything is gone. And if I say one shop, one problem occurs in your life which God could have prevented, then what happens? So if we want to be spiritual, first of all, let us be mad. Let them say this man, he thinks he's the only person. I mean, let's come to our moral life. Today the pressure is so much, that it is difficult. And when I'm recounting this, it's sad. It's very difficult that to get a girl complete JHS without knowing a man. What is wrong with us? Yet we call ourselves spiritual beings. Is it not because they will tell you, but you big girl like this, you are still kolo. What is wrong with being kolo? If being kolo is what the gospel says we should be. Yet the same men who will not allow these little ones to grow, when they want to marry, they are looking for a virgin. Who should allow, or who is the one who will struggle with her daughter to become a virgin? You will go about spoiling others. Look, you know what? Once you have not taken part in creating a virgin, you will not get a virgin to marry. See, sometimes we joke. We think that the word of God is just what it is. The word of God is alive and kicking. I made a mistake some time ago. I ever told myself that, and that's the time I was in the height of the charismatic. I told myself that the day I'll leave the charismatic, God will bring me back. But I just said it. I didn't know. Then I went along, true to my words, I got so busy that I was somewhere. God has brought me back. The word of God, if you play with it, is your problem. So if you want to be spirit-filled, please. The burden, you can go anywhere looking for the solution. It's in this Bible. Read the Bible and apply the Bible to yourself, and it will be very easy for you. What we need to know is that God created us without us, but God will never save us without us. See, if you read through all the miracles that Jesus performed, they are always at the instance of the person needing the miracle. It is only when the person who requires the miracle takes a step that the miracle happens. And that step is a faith step. If you take the step believing that it will happen, that is when people start suspecting that you have something. Your something is God. But if you have a situation and all you do is sit down, keep to yourself and complain, you can complain 3-4 times. See, excuses, the devil will always feed us with what? Excuses. And there are some things, they don't require the same amount of effort. So, spiritual living is not something that is easy. And once we are conscious of this, once we know that it is not easy to live a spiritual life, then we will always be cautious what we do. You will not always act on the first instance, but you will always wait on what? The direction of God. We are told that the human nature is an enemy to the Spirit of God. Isn't it? The human nature is an enemy to the Spirit of God. So in that wise, anytime your body is asking for something, demanding for something, I am not saying that it's no good for us to enjoy pleasure. Whether we like or not, we also have bodies, isn't it? Whether we like or not, the three people say, "Yebe wunti yenda." We have to enjoy small. But, please, in the midst of those enjoyment, we must know that first and foremost, we are spirit beings. And that our spirituality started somewhere. This body will go and our spirituality will continue. Where it's going to after here depends on what we do with our bodies while here. Amen. I asked somebody to come and assist my child in the house. And that was the first time I regretted ever in my life. The person came with a long cane. So that when I'm not there, the person who came the children and said they don't understand anything. Then one day he came, he gathered the courage and came to me that I should look for a container for him. He will take it to Imbalam to prepare water for my boy to drink. I said, "You are a stupid man. Because if that were the case, I won't look for you to come and teach my child." And that was the end of that assignment. In conclusion, we must decide how we want to live our life. As I said, spirituality is not something that can be taught. But as for us Christians, the only way we can live spiritually fulfilling life, such that we can experience the fruit of joy, happiness, humility, and all of those, is to yield ourselves to the law of the Bible. There is no law that is bigger than this. As I said, all the questions of life, one day I was reflecting, reading and reflecting, and I realized that all the questions of life have been answered in the Bible. And it is only when we don't feel bigger than reading this Bible, it's only that time we will get things right. But if you feel that the Bible is such a little book, or this is somebody's stories they have put together, then it becomes your problem. Amen. In all of this, we need the grace of God. And the grace of God is abundant for those who are prepared to receive it. So we will pray, asking God to fill us with that grace, to fill us. Sometimes it's not our fault. As I said, we are not even aware that there is a source energy we need to connect ourselves to. And once we are not aware of this source energy, then it's difficult to even decide for ourselves what we want. So if I'm allowed, let's rise and ask God for some intervention so that from today on, we may strive to live more spiritual than ever. At this point, let us pray, asking for the direction of the Holy Spirit, that God Himself will come into our lives, provoke us to the awareness that first and foremost, we are spiritual human beings, created in the image of God Himself, who is Spirit, and that this awareness will lead us to tap the energy of God as our source energy. That after this awareness, that first and foremost we are spirit beings, that the grace of God will direct us to the right source of energy, which is God Himself, and that in our quest to fill our spiritual needs, we may not yield to the pressures of other spirit beings that are hovering around with the purpose of destroying us, but that we will yield completely to God and leave idol worship and serve God with all our hearts. And pray for our families, that in this world which is so fast growing, in this world which is so materialistic, in this world which is so competitive, that the Spirit of God would fill us, and let the Spirit of serenity be in each and every one of us, and let the Spirit of good decision be in each and every one of us, that we might not conform to the world, but that we may be transformed from the renewal of the Holy Spirit.